I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. We've waited a long time for peaches, pears, and apples to mature. The last thing we want to see in our daily fruit stroll is no fruit. Squirrels, birds, raccoons, and possums love the fruits hanging from our trees. What really bugs me is that often they'll take a peck or a bite, knock the fruits off the tree, and leave them. What poor manners. So what can we do to protect our fruits? The first tip is netting. We have a mulberry tree, and every year the birds eat the fruits just as they ripen. This year, I decided to cover one of the lower branches with a lightweight floating row cover as an experiment. Much to my delight, the birds ate the unprotected mulberries, and we've been munching on the covered ones for weeks. So netting or covers work, especially on small trees. The key is to secure it well around the tree and the trunk. Another prevention technique is to use baffles wrapped around the tree trunk. This only works if you have a tree where squirrels can't jump onto the branches from a building or another tree. The baffle baffles them and they can't seem to get around it. Some gardeners have tried spraying animal urine at the base of trees using reflective tape and other scare devices. These will work with limited success. One last method to try is fruit bags. These bags are wrapped around maturing fruits before the animals find them. Of course, this is labor-intensive, and your tree will look like a wishing tree, but it does work. And now for this week's tip. Keep your basil crop coming by taking stem cuttings now for fall. Take a 4 to 6 inch long cutting, dip the cut end in a rooting hormone powder, and stick it into a pot filled with moistened potting soil. The basil cutting will root quickly and grow strong until the days get too short and cool. Then you can bring it inside to finish maturing. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about Rose of Sharon. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.